A scientist named Edward Lorenz once mused that a butterfly flapping its wings could cause a storm halfway around the world. That was just conjecture, but this next story is a true tale about how a storm near Alaska broke up a giant iceberg on the other side of the world. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The iceberg in question was a monster bigger than the state of Massachusetts. It broke off the edge of Antarctica in March 2000. Doug McHale at the University of Chicago decided to track its fate. For help, he called up a geologist friend at Northwestern University.
So he and I decided we would work together and try to actually put a seismometer, which is, of course, the device that they use to measure earthquakes and also other kinds of vibrations, on this giant iceberg that broke off the Ross Ice Shelf, B-15.
They got out to the iceberg in 2004 to install the instrument, and they retrieved it a year later. They then set to work poring over the ice quakes that the seismometer had recorded.
The first thing we saw was signals from the great tsunami that, of course, devastated parts of the Indian Ocean back in December of 2004, a very sad event, but it still was telling that we were able to see this wave come into Antarctic waters very far away and rock the icebergs.
The seismometer had also recorded some real drama on October 27th, 2005. That's the day the iceberg suddenly and mysteriously broke apart into a number of smaller but still huge pieces. This is the seismometer recording from that day, sped up so it compresses 6 hours into less than 30 seconds.
And we said to ourselves, well, what in the world would make this darn iceberg break up, you know, on October 27th, a day of, you know, of relatively nothing going on?
McHale and his colleagues figured out that the iceberg had been hit by a series of waves, not earth waves, but ocean waves. And they used techniques that earthquake scientists use to figure out where those waves originated.
Whatever the source was 13,500 kilometers away. So the next thing we did is we sort of, you know, besides dropping our jaws and saying this is, you know, too impossible to be true, we drew a line on a map that was 13,500 kilometers away from B-15. And lo and behold, there was a very fierce, intense onset of winter storm in the Gulf of Alaska sitting right there at exactly the place where our science predicted the source of the waves had come from.
McHale asked a colleague who makes wave forecasts for surfers to figure out how big the waves from this storm would have been.
Wave heights for this storm were above 45 feet, so these were monstrous waves.
And by the time they had made it halfway around the world, from the Gulf of Alaska to Antarctica, they were no longer towering waves, but a powerful swell.
And what we think happened is that these waves flecked the iceberg and also caused it to pound up and down on a place on the seabed where it was just barely touching, and that this was the impetus for its great explosion, so to speak.
They report the story of the storm felt halfway around the world in the latest issue of Geophysical Research Letters. This discovery is not only curious, it's a bit unsettling to McHale. He notes that some climate forecasts predict we will have more powerful storms as a result of global warming, and he says this story is evidence that those could hasten the breakup of other ice sheets in Antarctica. Richard Harris, NPR News.